What's up, y'all? Check 1-2 the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct. MacCity.com. Another installment of the Mac City Limits, baby. Shit, man. Fuck. Basically what's going on right now, let me just let y'all know. Like I said, I got the boss bitch living with a nigga. And, her shorties is here, too. And they my shorties, too. I love them to death. And, basically, I really don't get a chance to get on the mic and spit shit, you know, because I always got somebody here nowadays. So what's basically just happened is they went ahead, they broke camp, they went on out and did, they doing whatever they do, you know what I'm saying? So I'm at the cut by myself, so I'm going to take this time to spit, man. That's right. Yeah, what's up to all my motherfucking Mac City citizens, man? Yeah, I know y'all been thirsting for this shit. Thirsting. Y'all gotta forgive me. I just did a show, and let me see, what show was that? Yeah, I was talking about Jessica Rabbit and her highfalutin-ass expectations, and I'm really feeling it right now, but like I said, y'all gotta excuse me. I got like a little cold. That's another thing that comes with having little children's around, man. You get sick, you know, they little germ factories, man. Shit. Fuck. And I don't know, maybe it was LaDonna that gave this shit to me, but you gonna hear me, excuse me, you know, do a little coughing and, you know, whatnot through this motherfucker, maybe. But today's show, it's kind of like a departure from the norm. Really, it's not a departure because you hear me harping on this shit all the time, man. It's about dumb shit that niggas do. And I just want to talk a little bit about it. And majority of the shit I'm going to talk about is, you know, from the show The First 48. The CSI kind of like crime busting reality show that they got going on. And I see a lot of heaping, helping the dumb shit on that motherfucker on a regular. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, the apocalypse is near, boy. We really need to cleanse the gene pool, man. There's too many motherfuckers out here having babies. Shouldn't be having no goddamn babies, man. So, let me just start with this one premise, man. You know, when we got the niggas fucking with the cops. And every show, man, you know, not even just the First 48, but, you know, just cops in general. You know, you always got a nigga running from the cops. You see the cops. The cops is coming. The nigga break camp. He's running. The nigga runs 2-3 blocks. Finally gets caught. They put the nigga on the ground. Got the knee on his back. Cuff the nigga. Now what this nigga say? Come on, y'all know. Y'all know what the nigga say when they catch him, right? Yeah, this is what he say. What did I do? or check this out. This is the other alternative thing that a nigga will say. I ain't even did nothing. What'd I do? Officer, what'd I do? I ain't did nothing. I ain't even did nothing. I'll be like, are you fucking serious? And then when the cop asks the motherfucker, you know, well why are you running? Why'd you run? I was scared. Let me tell y'all niggas something, man. You know, maybe y'all don't know this. Maybe you know, I don't know, maybe, like I said, the gene pool is shallow, so maybe y'all can't comprehend this shit, but if you run from the police, that's pretty much almost an admission of guilt. You know, it's kind of like they're pretty much guessing that you fucked up somehow, some way. I mean, that's not my immediate response when I see the police, is to run. You know what I mean? Pretty much niggas that run got something to hide. You feel me? So when you get caught and you ask, what did I do? Fuck. Man, we can take it there if you want to, and then you gonna say that bullshit, I ain't even did nothing. And then a motherfucker asks you why you ran, and then you say, I was scared. Excuse me. That's dumb shit, man. That's like fucking stupid. That's retarded, man. Don't do that shit, nigga. Nigga, don't run from the police. And then when you get caught, ask, what did I do? Don't do that shit, man. Yeah, I know in this country we have a pretty fucked up relationship with the police. and damn. And a lot of us probably should run if we see the police, you know. But I'm just saying, man, it's not a good look. It's kind of retarded to run from the police, get three blocks, get caught, and then ask, what the fuck did you do? Because, nigga, you knew you did something. Otherwise, you wouldn't have fucking ran. Shit. And kid with that, I was scared shit. Man, you three, oh, this shit, that's dumb shit. And that's what today's show is called. It's called Dumb Shit. Man. And then this is another thing, because I got a call from my foster son about two, three weeks ago when he told me he got robbed, right? Yeah, he's a street pharmacist. He's in the street pharmaceuticals, man. And he got robbed. And I didn't really know what to tell the nigga, you know, because I know what the politically correct answer is going to be. You know, because he often calls me and he wants to know what he should do in a lot of situations. Now, this in the street world, we all know what he got to do. He got robbed. He got to pretty much make a point to any other nigga that want to rob him that it's going to cost you if you rob me. So basically, he really needs to retaliate. You know what I'm saying? I mean that's just really what it is, cut and dry. If he hopes to survive in the street pharmaceuticals hustle in that game, he's got to let niggas know that I'm the last nigga that you want to rob. You know what I mean? But basically what I just told him, I was just like, look, dog, whatever you do, just be smart about it. That's all I'm saying. You know, I don't want to see you get wrapped up in no dumb shit. You know, you just got done doing a bid. Hey, man, just be smart about it, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he chooses to do, like I said, I just hope that he's smart about it, shit. Because I know what he has to do if he continues to be in that world, man. We all know what he got to do. Now, the politically correct thing to say is just let it ride, just let it go, you know. But that's not really the correct answer in the streets, man. You know what I'm saying? So, well, what I'm talking about that shit is, right, because, I mean, he already told me what he was going to do. He already told me that payback's a motherfucker, and he know who the nigga is, where the nigga stay, and all that kind of shit. And it's curtains for the nigga, is what he told me, right? But I've heard this story 1,000 motherfucking times, man. 1,000 motherfucking times. And this is the next heaping, steaming pile of dumb shit, man, right here, right? Let me put it to y'all this like this. Like, if you hanging with a whole bunch of niggas, and the nigga that you hanging with, he turn to you and he look you in your face and be like, yo, let's go rob this nigga. My advice to you, homie, is to get away from the nigga that said that bullshit. For real, that is unless you just a like-minded, grimy-ass motherfucker, man. But you should flee from all stupid-ass niggas. Flee from them, man, because it's going to turn up bad. It's going to end up ugly. Flee from any nigga. I mean, y'all just sitting around, ain't doing shit. You're fucked up. And you just look at the next nigga and be like, yo, I know how we can get a lick. Let's go rob this nigga. Man, leave that nigga alone. Because this is the dumb shit. This is where the dumb shit comes in, right? You rob a nigga in the same city, man. Especially a city as small as one I'm living in. You rob a nigga, then you start walking around the hood, walking around the city and shit like it's all good. Nigga, it ain't all good. Don't you know that you probably gonna get your brains blowed out? Do you know that? You think niggas is just gonna, I mean, for the most part, no niggas that I know is gonna just sit back and just get robbed and not do nothing about it. But then the day come when the nigga find you that you robbed, and you looking down the barrel of a 9, and now you got the nerve to be looking all shocked and surprised and shit, asking, oh man, we better than that? I've actually seen niggas say that shit, man. I've actually seen it. My brother, he got robbed twice. First time he didn't do nothing about it. Second time he went ahead and did something about it. I was actually there when he exacted his revenge on a certain individual. And the nigga that did the robbery on my brother had the nerve to look at him and ask, like, well, what's up, man? We better than that? We better than that, man? Because my brother wasn't going to rob him. My brother was going to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He didn't kill him, but he may as well have. So let me put it to you that way. He got served in a major motherfucking way, man. But this nigga actually looked surprised when my brother came back with some heat and took care of his motherfucking ass. Oh, man, what's real? Oh, what's up? It's all good, man. What's up? Man, come on, man. You know that's just how we do in the game, man. And I'm like, nigga. Oh, shit. I couldn't believe it. This nigga actually goddamn looks perplexed about why he's getting dealt with, man. For real. I don't understand it. That's dumb shit. So I'm just saying, look, if you want to go rob a motherfucker and you want to walk around the city, in the very same city, which you may have robbed four or five motherfuckers, expect to get got, nigga. When you least expect it. And don't look confused. And don't look dazed and perplexed when it happens. They gonna kill you, nigga. Shit, man. I don't believe these niggas, man. This shit is fucking crazy, man. Like I said, please stay away from any nigga, man, that's telling you, let's go rob somebody. Ugh. Man, enough is enough. Another thing I'm finding quite perplexing, man, you know, on the dumb shit scale, like I said, when I'm watching the first 48, you know, you might have a situation where someone gets killed and the family members know who killed them or may have witnessed their family member get murdered and shit, and they won't say nothing. I'm still trying to figure that shit out. I don't understand that shit. I don't know, maybe it's the gang culture, you know, motherfuckers are scared that a whole bunch of motherfuckers is gonna come back and get them if they snitch or if they tell or something. But I'm gonna let you know right now, man, I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are. Mafia, Yakuza, fucking Crip Blood, man, nigga, you get one of mine, nigga, I'm gonna do everything in my goddamn power to get you, nigga. Whether it's by my own devices or whether it's, you know, through law enforcement. I just can't believe this shit when I'm watching these shows and the officers or the investigators are sitting these people down and be like, we know, you know, who killed him. Who killed your brother? I'm thinking, damn, this nigga, he don't want to let the motherfuckers know who killed his brother? What kind of shit is this? I don't understand. You know, I'm like, do we got some sort of, you know, relationship with the motherfucker that killed him, whatever? And then it turned out that it's just a random nigga on the street that killed him, but was he too scared to say something? That's not registering with me. But I'm seeing that shit a lot on the first 48, where these niggas, they just scared to say something. And then I think they, I'm no snitch, doing it under the guise of the street code. I don't snitch. Like, nigga, that's your peoples that got capped. This ain't snitching. Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and clarify that shit to y'all motherfuckers. Look, if you know somebody in the hood that's going around randomly killing motherfuckers just because, and you have information on it, that's not snitching, man. That's just called common fucking sense. Get that nigga off the street, stupid ass. I don't believe this shit's going up. I mean, is niggas really this dumb these days? I ain't no snitch. Look, man, you got motherfuckers out here on this Wild Wild West shit just shooting shit up for no reason at all. Get them bitch ass niggas off the street, man. Get them off the street. Let me tell you what the fuck snitching is. Snitching is, let's say you meet somebody who gives you a business opportunity to make some money through street pharmaceuticals, okay? Let's say that. Okay, let's say through the course of you doing this work with the street pharmaceuticals, you get knocked, right? And then, once you get knocked, you bitch up, and then the motherfucking police want you to flip on somebody bigger than you. They want you to flip on your supplier. And guess what? You flip on the supplier. You tell on the very motherfuckers that you were supposed to be on the same team with. Now, nigga, that's snitching. That's what snitching is, man. Whenever you go into some sort of agreement, some sort of partnership with a motherfucker, right? Where y'all like, look, you know, we down and we homies and we on the same team. And we gonna get money and we gonna do this and we gonna do that. Yeah, because you supposed to be on the same team, right? And then all of a sudden, you flip on the very niggas that you supposed to be down with. Nigga, that's snitching, nigga. That's snitching. Yeah. I mean, fuck, it gets no plainer. It gets no simpler than that. You basically violate a code. You violate a trust, nigga. Whenever you goddamn sit down and you flip on a motherfucker that ain't never did shit to you just to save your own ass, nigga, that's snitching. That's snitching. But if you got a mass murderer, serial killer motherfucker in a neighborhood just blowing niggas' brains out for nothing, nigga, y'all need to goddamn, y'all wake up, man. That's not snitching. That's common sense. Get that motherfucker off the street, man. But like I said, I mean, that's heaping amounts, huge volumes of dumb shit right there, man. You know, if you got your family member that got capped, got your family member got killed by fucking Pookie the Destroyer on the street or whatever, nigga, and you don't want to say nothing, you scared? Like, what? Where are they growing these niggas at? You scared to tell on a motherfucker just because, and then you want to say, oh, it's the code of the streets, I don't snitch, I don't tell. Oh, if I hear some more stupid shit like that, I don't know what I'm gonna do. That's fucking ridiculous, man. Fucking ridiculous. And then, let's see, man. I don't really understand, you know, when I hear, like on these shows, man, they be like saying, such and such got killed, and, you know, he had such and such kids, and then they talking about the character of the individual. They was like, I can't believe he got killed. He was such a good person. He never bothered anyone. And he would always help anybody he could and all that kind of shit. And, you know, people be speaking on this sort of character, right, like it's an armor against getting... Yeah, man, what's the word I'm looking for? For getting murdered in the streets and shit, man. Just because you're a good person, motherfuckers think that somehow you're exempt from getting murdered and shit. But in fact, it seems to be the opposite. On the real, you know, when we looking at the law of tooth and claw, the law of the jungle, nigga. I mean, when we really sit down and get to the brass tacks of it, the kinder you are, the more successful you are to getting got. For real. So, I mean, I kind of want to dispel that myth right there, man. Each time I hear that shit where these people on the show be like, he was a good person and he would help anybody. I can't imagine why anybody would do that to him. Well, that's the main reason why they did it to him. Shit. I mean, this is the real deal, man. Motherfuckers don't fuck with dangerous other motherfuckers, man. You know, I've always said this. Y'all seen it in Max City, man, where it's basically lions don't hunt lions. You understand what I'm saying? Shit, but lions do hunt sheep, goats, and gazelles. And that's what a kind person is. They're a sheep. They're a goat. They're a gazelle. They're easy prey. So if you get marked out there on some motherfucking easy prey type shit just because you're a good person, you always want to help people, and you're shit, you can expect to get got any day. But if you got a reputation for being a little Fruit Loops, you got a reputation for being a nigga that'll set it off if you got to, not very many people gonna wanna fuck with that, man, unless they have to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, a criminal's gonna choose the path of least resistance, man. So, man, y'all niggas stop with that shit out there, man. We like, you know, thinking that a good person is, no one's gonna fuck with a good person. I'm like, those are the main people to get fucked with, nigga. Is you serious? Damn, man. Oh my god. And then I got one more thing. We're talking about heaping amounts of huge globs of shit, dumb shit, and this don't really have shit to do with First 48. You know, it's got everything to do with my eating habits. Shit. This is gonna be it, dude. I'm gonna roll, man. You know, I'm just doing quick shows, shit, just get shit off my chest, man. But you ever go through a drive-thru and shit, you know, you trying to order something, and let me see, how can I put this shit, man? Well, let me put you this way. I'm not even driving. I got, you know, a particular female driving me through the drive-thru, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to Taco Bell. Order me a chicken quesadilla to Soft Taco Supremes and, you know, Mexi-Melt and shit. So the female that's driving is talking to the individual that's taking the order. She repeats the order. Now, the individual that's taking the order doesn't hear it. And they say, huh, what? And the female that's driving the car, all of a sudden, she gets a fucking attitude. She's like, damn, dumb bitch. You can't even hear what I said. I'm like, hey, ho. No, don't do that shit, bitch. And so that's my big gripe right there. That's a heaping, helping of super, super dumb shit right there. Don't piss off the people that's serving your motherfucking food. I see people do that shit all the time, man. Talking cash shit to the people over the intercom through the drive-thru. Why would you do that shit? And especially, you know, it's not that dumb if you're not getting any food from the motherfucker. You know what I mean? Which the broad was doing. She was fucking up my food for them motherfuckers to throw down to that, you know, put their dick in the burrito or blow snot in the goddamn enchilada or whatever the fuck. Like, bitch, you trying to get me fucked up. Shit, talking crazy to the bitch on the intercom that I'm going to have some kind of crazy ass surprise in my food when I get home and shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, don't do that shit. Bitch, especially not when I'm going through the goddamn drive-thru. Are you fucking crazy? What the fuck, man? Yeah, dumb shit. I don't even understand. What would possess you to do that shit? You in the car, they in there preparing your food, you acting a total ass. A total ass on the intercom, calling the people that serving your food stupid ass bitches, motherfuckers, all this kind of shit. You know, what you don't think they above not putting a booger in your shit or something? Shit. Well, you know, hey, that ain't had shit to do with the first 48 or nothing, but yeah, but that was dumb. That's dumb shit, man. That's dumb shit. Consequently, I like to say consequently a lot, don't I? But I didn't eat that shit. I didn't even pay for it. I just drove, or I had the bitch drive out the drive-thru. I'm like, I'm not eating that shit. Mm-mm, not with you talking shit to that bitch over the intercom. Mm-mm, she might have put her motherfucking maxi pad in that motherfucker. So, you know, tell her what they gonna do to your shit. So yeah, that's another thing. Hey, don't piss off the people that serve your food in the drive-thru. Because, man, I done heard stories, man. You know, I fucks with a lot of motherfucking females that done, you know, worked in fast food, boy. Y'all don't even want me to tell you. Don't even want me to get started on that shit about what they do to the food of the motherfuckers that talk fly in the drive-thru. Y'all better get that shit right. Well, yeah, this is the Fat Mac, the almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. And I'm out. MacCity.com.